Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd, 2012, and this is San Francisco Council 11 volunteer Kathy Brehan reporting. And together, we will do better. Facebook and other social media networks have become widespread in the last decade, helping us stay entertained and connected to the world. In November of 2011, we wrote an article on social media and negotiations, encouraging our flight attendant community to use union communications as their source for accurate and official information regarding negotiations in the company. Social media networks not only have the propensity for inaccurate information, but also bring up issues of personal safety and privacy. It is important to understand that social media networks can pose threats to our privacy and safety if not used responsibly. There are many people who will try to gain access to these accounts in order to exploit users' information. Remember, when using social media, as well as company email accounts, there is no expectation of privacy. U.S. Airways flight attendant Bella Livshiz, AFA Council 66 Phoenix, has dedicated many hours in preparing Facebook safety tips that are specific to U.S. Airways flight attendants. Her view, from the perspective of a flight attendant, as well as her body of research, has some general principles that are important enough for our series consideration, regardless of the carrier for which we work. Facebook has many ways to control privacy settings for almost every aspect of your page and content. It is prudent to use these options to protect yourself. Be selective about who you accept as your friend, and even then, go ahead and use the list feature to control who sees what. Regardless of your interpersonal relationship, do not put supervisors as friends. Be careful about the photos you take and post. If you do post photos, respect those in the pictures and ask if you have their permission to be tagged or posted on Facebook. Be mindful of the fact that all postings contain timestamps. Be mindful of the company's social media policies. Do not post derogatory things about other employees. Avoid the urge to post or become involved in derogatory commentary about other employees and/or the company. In short, Facebook and other social media networks can be great for entertainment and connecting with other people. They are not places for communicating official information regarding what is going on with the company. This is because anyone can post inaccurate information without necessarily thinking about the consequences of their statements. As we all have experienced, there is always some publication being circulated that claims to have all the information when it comes to any flight attendant issue. While this information may seem informative, it should be considered speculative at best and should be viewed as mostly counterproductive. Stay informed by keeping up to date on the latest issues from reliable sources for information, such as AFA websites, Dear AFA, E-Lines, FAN, or by contacting your local council. Given the recent changes from a quarterly system to a monthly system of tracking flight time, we are receiving a number of questions about how to resolve legality issues in the awarded new month line of flying. While the system of tracking flight time has changed, there has been no change to the process by which flight attendants make themselves legal or resolve over monthly actual flight time situations. Section 9.D.3 of our contract provides flight attendants with a period of time following the awarded monthly schedule until 7 days before the schedule change to resolve a legality conflict caused by the conjunction of two schedule months. Our contract guarantees a flight attendant the opportunity to use trip trade procedures in order to make her or himself legal, ultimately providing the flight attendant with the greatest flexibility in the resolution of the conflict. If at least 7 days prior to the schedule change, or as soon as possible, if she or he does not know the new schedule 7 days in advance, as in the case of relief line holders, the legality is not resolved, scheduling is obligated to offer assistance in rescheduling. Should a flight attendant elect not to address the legality issue, the company is obligated to make the adjustment to the flight attendant's line of flying and provide notification of the rescheduled ID or IDs prior to the departure of the last assignment for the old month, and consistent with the language in Section 9.D.3 of our contract. For flight attendants who are awarded a release point, end-of-the-month legalities are resolved immediately following the award of the release schedule. If you do not wish to waive the 35 and 7 legality at the conjunction of the two schedule months, do not mark the waiver box on the release bid screen. In situations where a flight attendant's projection exceeds her or his monthly maximum, Section 7.A.3 and 12.G.3 of our contract provides the ability to resolve these legality conflicts under a different timeline. In these circumstances, this legality should be resolved, preferably via trip trading with other flight attendants or open flying. For domestic lines of flying, the deadline for resolution is the 20th of the month in which the legality occurs. For international lines of flying, this must be resolved by the 10th of the month in which the legality occurs. These provisions offer flight attendants the greatest flexibility in managing their schedule while at the same time maximizing their income. If you are unable to resolve these over monthly actual situations, the company is obligated to work with you as required by Section 9.E.3 of our contract. Should you have any questions on how these provisions are to be applied, contact your local counsel. AFA-CWA continues to advance issues that affect our network of nearly 60,000 flight attendants. Recently, the AFA-CWA Board of Directors approved an important initiative to allow us to access more services and resources. To help fund this initiative, effective June 2012, our membership will be adjusted to $48 per month. This increase will be seen on our July paychecks. AFA-CWA International President Vita Shook sent out letters to members' homes with information about this initiative, as well as how our monthly dues are spent. For more information on membership dues, contact your local council. Cross-operationally, flight attendants have inquired about the proper procedure for handling coffee pots on arrival. On international flights, coffee pots are to be returned to carts, carrier boxes, while on domestic flights, they are to be left in the coffee makers. Should you have additional questions on these procedures, contact your supervisor. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.